Welcome to everyone on today's AP Rallo monthly call on Tuesday the 26th of February at 500 UTC. On today's call we have Cheryl Langdon Orr, Maureen Hilliard, Hong Sui, Holly Raich, Ivan Budrani, Gunella Astbrink, Sala Tamineko-Emaro, Fouad Bajwa, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Naureen Kachatrian. I hope I haven't left anyone off the attendees list. We also have our guest today, who is Dev Anantiliksing. Welcome, Dev. Apologies noted from Julie Hammer, Renalia Abdul-Rahim, and Sirena Svardanyan. From staff today, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could also remind you all to please state your names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Holly.
Thank you, Gisela. The first item of business, I was hoping there might be representatives from our new members, including the Armenian Association for the Disabled and the Philippines chapter of ISOC. They're not here, but I guess maybe to record the fact that we are happy to have new members and to welcome them, even though their members are not on the call. The first item of business, Dev has kindly volunteered, or perhaps was volunteered, making that passive, to talk about the new GTLD group and the next steps which will require input from the Rallos. So, Dev, over to you for the next 5 minutes or whatever.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Holly. This is Devan Antilaksing speaking, and a very good morning, good afternoon to everyone. As per the process by which the ALAC can object to a new GTLD application, the new GTLD review group has been working very hard since the deadline for at-large comments was last month, and have been reviewing the comments and making various decisions based on the comments and our discussions. Around the 16th of February, we decided that based on the comments received and of the rank, based on the evaluation of the comments, we decided to draft objections comments on five applied for strengths by five applicants. Post the link in the chat below, and which will probably summarize this better. Here's what has happened. The review group has now completed its drafting and objection statement for each of these five strengths. Four applicants for Dot Health, and one applicant for, I'm going to probably mispronounce this, but it's for the IDN application, Yang King. If you go to that website, you will see the applied for string, the applicant, the objection statement that was drafted by the review group, and I would say a lot of effort was put to actually drafting these objection statements. I think there were like eight calls in this past month alone. And the wiki page where you can find more information and reload comments. So what has to happen now is that all the reloads, including AP reload, has to review each of these five GTLD applications and their corresponding objection statements, and to advise the ALAC as to whether the reload supports the objection statement to be filed by the ALAC to the new GTLD application. There can be no modifications can be made by the RELO to the objection statement. The RELO can only either support the objection statement or not support the objection statement. Okay, and the advice for each of the five objection statements must be sent to the ALAC by March 5th. And the reason why is because this has allowed the ALAC itself time to review the RELO advice, and of course the objection period for the new GTLD program ends on March 13th. So if the ALAC is to decide to file applications, it needs a few days to actually, well, communicate what I can to pay the objection fee and so forth. I think I've summarized the key points.
That's good.
As I said, it's all on the wiki page there. And, of course, I'll be happy to answer any questions or any comments.
Dev, just actually, it's the comment to either Heidi or Gisela. It would be useful if you could type in the chat room or possibly an email the link to the page that Dev is referring to so that we can all have a look at what the work that this work group has done and we can make comments as soon as possible, and it may help the people around this particular call to have a look, maybe if not now or later. I think Hong has a question. Hong?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Dave. This is very good update to let us updated of what has happened in the review group. I went to the web page and I saw this very interesting information. First of all, I declare I have no conflict of interest, and I'm fully aware that review group is independent from ALOC and any other group, so it can make its own decision. Diff, if you could kindly refresh our memory about the procedure of the review group. As far as I can remember, when we discussed the function of review group, the community objection raised by the review group should be based on the comments from the community, from the at-large community. If there's no comments, then normally review group would not take action against any string based community objection standard. Is my understanding correct?
Thank you. And thank you, Hong. And yes, you are correct. The reason why these pages probably don't have the comments is because they've just only been created within the past 2 hours. Because we just had the review group call about six hours ago. And it was the decision at that call to release the statements for real review. The comments that were received by at large was posted to, and I'll post the link here.
Right. Thanks. Thank you, Heidi.
Okay.
And thank you,
Jeff. Yep. And, yes. I've also posted a link, and Heidi has also posted the link, the one-page PDF of the at-large process by which the ALAC can submit an objection. So to answer the question, Hong, yes, a comment was received from the IMIA, and if you go to that link, you would see what the comment was from the IMIA, the International Medical Informatics Association, and the comment and the discussion we had, we reviewed the comment, and based on our initial review, felt that an objection grounds could be sustained. And I should also mention what the community objection grounds are, because the community objection grounds list four tests for which an objection can be sustained against an applicant. The four tests are community, substantial opposition, targeting, and detriment. And the dispute resolution service provider has to see all four tests to be passed in order for the objection to be sustained. And that's what the attempt of the objection statement that the review group provided attempts to do. So, Hong, I hope I answered your question. So,
hi, Dave. Oh, thank you very much. This almost answered my question. I went to the page for comments received. I saw the comments for all four .health, the ASCII TLD streams, but I can't see the comments against Jiankang, the only IDNs in Chinese. Would you please inform me?
Yes, I'm sorry for that. Let me just post that link in the chat. And here's the second link to answer that one. Essentially, at the time, given that the IME string comments, I should say, that triggered the review, initially we had grouped the five strings as because it's on one page. But it was decided after going through the application and, well, raising the concern that perhaps the IDN should not be grouped with these with the ASCII versions, that was the reason why this separate wiki page was then created. But the comments essentially were the same. The comment was followed from the same IMIA, and the decisions and were based on that that comment.
Okay, Hong, are you happy with that?
Well, yes, of course, but I guess for the IDN, at least, it is more relevant to the closed generic term rather than this public health concern, because in Chinese we have different understanding for the term. But of course, that's not relevant to this one. But thank you very much, Dave. Back to you, Holly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and whoever would like to enter the room, okay. Are there any other comments that... or questions from Dev? Otherwise, you can let him go back to bed or whatever, or get up early, whatever. Dev, I think we can let you go. But look, thank you very much. And let me just remind people that, in fact, any comments from AP Rollo have to be forwarded to ALAC by 5 March. That's our deadline. So would everybody on the call please have a look at the links, a look at the work that Ev and his team have done, and provide any questions, any comments, whatever, to ALAC before the 5th of March? You'd be very welcome. Thank you very much. And
yep.
Ev, I think we can let you go, but thank you very much for your time.
Okay. Thanks. I'll probably stay on for the call a little while longer.
You want to see if we're nice to each other, I know.
Yep.
Okay. Next item on our agenda is, I suppose, the action items. Before the action, I think what we'll do is first I'll do a quick update about the organizing committee. Wait a minute. You know, we don't have, on this agenda, we do not have policy items. That's ridiculous. Olivier, are you in a position to talk about the policy items that are facing AP Rollo and ALAC?
Holly, this is Heidi. Those policy items are on item 9.
Oh, because I'm only up to 6. Sorry.
Holly, it's Olivier here. I'm still sleeping at the moment, so... You can wait until it's 9.
I'll wait until it's 9. Off you go. Back to sleep. Okay. Two items. First, an update on the call that half of us were on just before this call, and that was the Beijing Organizing Committee. And just to go where we're up to, a lot of the administrative stuff has been done in terms of invitations to people, in terms of acceptances, in terms of confirming accommodation and travel and so forth as the AOSs. In terms of the actual committees, which are formed around the various activities that AP Rollo will be organising, the first set of events will simply be the showcase and reception. Now, this event, let me get out my room right now, outdated event thing. The showcase will be on the Monday evening. It will be 7 to 9. We had a little bit of discussion as to who should speak and who shouldn't speak. At the moment, we will have, I will start off, I think, followed by Olivier, but I think Granali would like it in another order. We will have Fadi, and we are certainly thinking about having Steve Crocker at the moment, hoping that everybody will keep themselves to about 5 minutes or under. This will be followed by simply the event where all of the AP Rallo ALSs will have their own little displays or videos or whatever they want to do within the area, and there will be drinks and nibbles for everyone. And Maureen has done an absolutely smashing job in getting this organised. We're pretty well on track with getting it organised and getting the participation with most ALSs. I'm very happy about that. We have a committee called Capacity Building, but we're actually weaving that into the newcomer stream, and then some of that is also going to go into the AP Fellow meeting. The newcomer stream is really the normal meeting, which is in the mornings of really Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. No, sorry, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We are going to include the Chinese ALSs as well, which is going to mean they have a little bit of difficulty getting across Beijing. We're going to let them have a little half hour of slack in terms of giving them time to get there, but we will be weaving the capacity building into that. And then some of what we want to get across, which will be a discussion about our own process, including the rules of procedure, will also take place in terms of an ALAC meeting, which we're fitting into, and I haven't got the latest update, but we're fitting into a session that we've got, that the ALAC itself has. The General Assembly, sorry, that's when this will happen. The General Assembly, we're going to have the normal items that go on into the General Assembly. Cheryl is going to be talking, her title of her talk is going to be the Regional Involvement and Overview of AP Rallo, and then the normal items for that. Now, the multi-stakeholder meeting, which we are planning for the Monday, we had originally scheduled that from 5 to 9. Now, originally it was 2 to 4, now it's 5 to 9. We've invited people. There's some discussion as to whether that clashes with other events. Analia has done a terrific job of organizing. We've got two main topics and speakers for both. The first of the two topics will be the new GTLDs, and we're having speakers from the GAC, speakers from compliance, speakers from consumer organizations. And the second item is going to be about the IDNs, and we're going to have speakers from various language groups within AP Rallo, and we are organizing that at present. Some will be coming in remotely, so we're actually worrying about the facilities for that, but that's sort of in train. We're happy with that. Hong has been organizing an event which will be particularly for the Chinese ALSs, and we've found a time for that, which is great, which is on the 11th of April, the Thursday, and that will be 8 to 9.30. We had a little trouble fitting that in what we have, and we've talked about other outreach events as well. So we're pretty comfortable with the planning. Everything seems to be going very well at this stage. As I say, we are organizing everything. We're going to have red things to hand out, including pins and a banner. We also decided we needed red. Yes.
Bring some mystery to it, will you?
I'm saying nothing else, except
thank you.
You all better be really nice, otherwise you won't get the little red thing. So there. Right.
That was Cheryl for the transcript record.
Go back to sleep, Olivia. It's starting to look really well, and I have to say I would like to specifically thank Maureen for an enormous amount of time and effort that she has put in, and I would also like to specifically thank Renalia, even though she's not here, because she's also put in an enormous amount of time and effort. And I'd also like to specifically thank Pavan and Heidi and Ginka and everybody else, because it's all coming together very nicely. Now, I don't think anybody's going to correct me on that summary, are they? Good. Anybody could correct me and say things aren't going swimmingly? Good. My next event I'm going to have to wake up Olivier for. It's the topic is the budget for 2014. I've had a look at the budget for 2013 to have a look at what was and was not granted in terms of the things that the various RALOs, including ALAC, asked for and the amount that was given and for what, which will form an excellent basis for the sorts of things that people, the various RALOs, want to put in applications for. Now, Olivier, are you awake?
Yes, I am indeed awake, or if I'm not, then I must be talking in my sleep. It's Olivier for the transcript record.
And
can you hear me?
Of course we can hear you. When would you like AP RALO to start thinking about what it wants to ask for in terms of money for 2014?
Right. Olivier, for the transcript record, there are two things, actually. The first is that there will soon be a call between the RALO chairs and leadership and the finance and budget, the at-large finance and budget subcommittee, due to two reasons. The first one is there will be a call for RALO input on projects and so on. However, there is likely to be a main item that the ALAC is going to ask for, and that's the holding of an at-large summit, a second at-large summit, that would take place over in London in June 2014. That's a very sizable chunk of funding that would be asked. And as you may understand, if we do ask for this summit, and I really recommend that we do, because it's a chance that we're being given here, if we asked for that, it would be unwise to ask for a lot of other funding for a lot of other activities as well. So this is where we're going to have a call with all of the RALO chairs and to explain this in more detail. And I understand that this call is imminent. I haven't managed to read all my emails yet. I gather maybe staff hasn't managed to send this call out yet, but it might come out today.
Okay.
I'm open to Heidi letting us know when that would be sent.
I'm going to pass it over to Gisela.
That's great.
I think that's probably going to be sent today at the Doodle for that, if I'm guessing correctly.
Sorry, Gisela.
Okay.
Thank you, Gisela.
Gisela here just to say, yes, it will be sent today.
Okay, perfect. So it's Olivier again for the transcript. So this is all in progress. And all will be explained at that time. But yes, one thing that would be appreciated is if RALOs do not submit a dozen items, which is on one side, I guess, good news, because that's less work for the RALO. But on the other side, it's also good news, because if this item of the at-large summit number two passes, then we're all going to be able to have a face-to-face. And be able to talk to each other and work together in London. So that's all for the time being.
Holly Cheryl here.
Yes, go ahead.
Another very good reason to allow, if not encourage, as many of the board members, chairmen of boards, etc., who might want to get to know us all better in Beijing and future meetings to do so.
Indeed.
Back to my, if I need a drink, I'll go to the bar, but a showcase should be a showcase comment.
Right. Okay, well, and the shame, of course, is that the next IGF will be in Bali. There you go. In our neck of the woods, we Australians just go up there. Same as like going to the beach in Bondi, but we won't go there either. Now I really do want Olivier to be awake for at least the next 15 minutes for the policy.
I think he's officially started his day now, Holly, so Cheryl here, we probably don't need to worry too much about him snoring off at this point.
Listen, if we can be on a call at 2 o'clock, they can be on call at 2 o'clock.
Absolutely, Holly.
Thank you, Olivier. It is lovely to hear your voice, and if you could continue by putting on your policy advice development hat, it would be wonderful to just review what policy we've done and what we're doing. It would be great.
Thank you very much, Holly. It's Olivia for the transcript, and I'll take off my night hat or night cap, one might call it, and put the policy advice hat on. So pay attention, everyone. This is the. I invite you all to have a look at the policy advice development page, which will have a link to, which has links to all of the statements that are under development, all of the statements that we've actually drafted, we as in the ALAC and at-large members as well, who take part in these policy statements. So there are a handful of statements that have recently been adopted, and so the first one is the ATRT2 candidate endorsement. It wasn't a statement per se, it was just an endorsement of candidates. That have been came forward to serve in the second accountability transparency review team. The selection was made by the board chair and by the chair of the GAC. And in our community, we had two people that were chosen as representatives from the ALAC. That's Alan Greenberg and myself. And we also had someone who is holding a function in the community. That's Avery Doria, who is chair of our GNSO, chair of our new GTLD working group. And Avery has also been selected but as part of her GNSO hat, or wearing her GNSO hat. I guess she can't be just part of the GNSO hat. next, the SIC Who Is PDP Working Group. That was a statement, as it says, on the SIC Who Is. And there was a lot of discussion centered around the subject itself. That was adopted with 40 votes for, zero abstentions, and zero votes against. The next is the at-large IDN variant top-level domain program. Procedure to develop and maintain the label generation rules for the root zone in respect to IDNA labels. And this is all to do with the complexity of variants and how to, as you know, the variants working groups, and there are quite a few people involved from at-large in this program, has been working for at least a year, if not two. Time just flies so quickly, and they're reaching now some results in their work. So we've commented on the actual procedures to work this out. I'm not going to go into details with it because I understand half of what's going on in this. It's particularly complex. But it is excellent work, and I have to thank those who are involved, namely, or mainly, should I say, Rinalia Abdulrahim and Edmund Chung, as well as our IDN working group, because we do have an IDN working group. So if any of you are not part of it but are interested in international domain names, internationalized domain names, then I would recommend that you join our working group. And next, the ICANN volunteer engagement and travel support issues. Now, this is a this was sent as a correspondence rather than a statement. I just sent this over, you can click on this to see where to see what that was about. Next, the statements or endorsement currently being developed or voted on by the ALAC. There was one on the report of the GNSO Working Group on Consumer Trust, Consumer Choice and Competition. Much discussion going on regarding this statement because the original, the first draft was put together by Evan Leibovich, was a little, was quite critical of the process. It was softened up after many iterations, and it was finally decided that the this was not going to be a statement, but was actually going to be a correspondence, a letter that was going to be sent to, actually not to Steve Crocker, but to Shireen Chalabi, who is the chair of the new GTLD program for the board. As we know, Steve Crocker with a few other people are conflicted, so there was a sub-working group that was created by the board that included all of the non-conflicted members, and that's chaired by Shireen Chalabi. There will be a carbon copy sent to Steve Crocker. I'm happy to also announce that not only is this correspondence going to be sent, tomorrow or the day after, or as soon as the voting ends, if, of course, voting says that it has to go forward. Not only will this be sent over to Shireen, but I will also be holding a conference call with Shireen Chalabi on Wednesday morning, my Wednesday morning, if I wake up. There will be the statement on WCIT outcomes, that's the World Conference on International Telecommunications. Last month, I was saying that this was in progress. It still is in progress. In fact, I have finished the report, the overall report, and I have gotten a green light from the UK government to release it. So that's imminent as well. As soon as this report is released, then I'll produce a first draft summarizing a few points from that large report, which I think is about 30-plus pages or so. Next, the consultation on GTLD delegation, redelegation performance standards. The same with regards to the CCTLD delegation and redelegation. Cheryl and Alan are drafting a joint statement, and I know that Alan has been very busy with the rules of procedure. The last few iterations of the rules of procedure has been an enormous amount of work.
We're drowning, not waving, but we don't need a lot on that one, but something is to be done, yes.
The comment period closes on the 28th of February. That's in 2 days' time.
As we said at the previous meeting, if I may, just because this does, I think, affect a lot of the large number of at-large structures represented in the region would be keen to have an answer to at least some of the questions on local internet community input. I would suggest that what Alan and I put together go from the ALAC as a piece of correspondence advice and not within the normal constraints of the comment program.
Okay, thank you very much. And for the benefit of the transcribers, this was Cheryl Langdonor. Cheryl, we will just be waiting for this. Do you expect this in the next couple of days?
Alan and I haven't even spoken on it.
Okay, so maybe more than a couple of days.
I would still think a couple of days.
Okay, I will ask you the same question during the ALAC call,
and
I will
also
ask
the same answer this evening, sir. Yes.
But the further question I will ask at that point will be whether you require the chair of the ALAC to ask for an extension or to notify the staff in charge that we will be submitting a statement during the reply period. Anyway, you don't need to answer this now. Thank you.
I'll have an answer for you.
So next, the closed generic GTLD applications. And Evan Leibovich has drafted a statement. In fact, I would like you to pay some particular attention on this one, because there has been an important discussion that has taken place regarding this. Evan was of one mind in fact, the closed generics are not great, but they're not harmful. And he personally was not against the closed generics. However, others in the at-large community felt differently and felt that the closed generics were harmful, and it was quite clear after a few days of seeing the input from at-large, and Evan has sought the input from many members, that there was no real consensus on this within the at-large community. And so the statement that he has drafted, and I understand that there's a latest version will be up later on today, but we can have a look at the temporary or sort of the first draft, or in fact it's not even the first draft, it's probably the 10th draft after the number of times he's reworked on this, has basically says that the attitudes towards the closed generics can be distilled into two general camps. Number one, closed generics are harmful, and number two, closed generics are not great but not harmful either. To give you an idea, a closed generic top-level domain is, let's take an example like .book, for example. .book, to be registered by a single organization that does not open it to anyone else to register subdomains under that top-level domain. So if company XYZ had .book and would use only .book for its own internal purposes and therefore would not allow anyone to have abc.book or car.book or I don't know, hotel.book or alac.book underneath, then it's a closed generic TLD. So because we have these two camps, the discussion that took place yesterday regarding this was that we would we would basically present the statement as the two general camps and ask the ALAC, in consultation with their RALO and with the basically consulting the community, which of the two would they prefer? And in such a case, then providing the results to the board in that statement and saying the vote of the ALAC was X number for closed generics are harmful and Y number for closed generics are not great but not harmful either. And we are hoping that this would provide the board with a reasonable view of which way the ALAC feels and basically reflecting the view in our community. It's not a simple yes or no answer. It's one which I think is as neutral as possible, if we could provide both sides, and the ALAC will be asked to vote on it. Now, the question and the reason why I'm spending time on this is because I want your ALAC members in your region to consult with your region, and I know that there will be a call not for comments, but for the ALAC members of each region to liaise with their region, and I wanted you to be aware of that.
Thank you.
This is all going to happen later on in the next few hours. So that's the one on the statements currently being voted on. Now, the next one is the currently open public comments. The first one is a consultation on INS secure notification process. Now, this is a technical process on how INS receives notifications. We have not we haven't provided any statement in the past on any of these procedural things. So there's no statement on this. The next one, the IDN variant TLD program, draft final report examining the user experience implications of active variant TLDs. Again, it's to do first with IDN variants, which does introduce some complexity because you do need much of the background knowledge on this, but it's primarily on the experience that users have when they use different types of browsers and different types of applications in active variant TLDs. No statements for this. The work of the variants team is really amazingly good. And rather than just saying yes, in the interest of saving some of our resources, it was decided not to have a statement on this. Next, the policy versus implementation choice that staff has been developing. No statement on this. We are monitoring the direction in which this is going, and there will be ample opportunity in the future to make more statements once this procedure is ready and more cooked than it is at the moment. Next, the interim report, IDN CCNSO policy development process. I will be asking the ALAC later on today for me, tomorrow for you, on whether there should be a statement or not on this. And I gather that Cheryl will be able to provide us with a reply, either Cheryl or any of the people in the IDN working group. And next, the revised new GTLD registry agreement, including additional public interest commitment specifications. That's a question that I'll be asking Avery Doria. I'm not sure whether she'll be able to make it to the call, but any other members of the new GTLD working group will be asked to comment on this to find out if a statement is necessary. I note that the comment period here closes on the 26th of February, which is today, so it might be likely that we will not be able to provide to draft a statement in time, but we'll see. Next, the WHOIS Registrant Identification Study. Carlson Samuels, who is our WHOIS Working Group Chair, will be able to let us know if a statement is necessary on this. I must also say that Carlson was selected to work in the WHOIS replacement, because it's a program that runs in parallel that ICANN has just launched to identify and design a system that will provide an identity system for domain names. I'm not quite sure what they call it, but it's still an acronym being worked out at the moment, I think. And so Carlton has been traveling, or will be traveling, or maybe is traveling at the moment to Marina del Rey, well, what used to be Marina del Rey, what's now Playa Vista in California.
This is Heidi.
Yes, Heidi. Is Carlton around?
No, he's actually going to be taking that meeting from remotely.
Ah, okay, remotely. Okay, so, but he'll be part of this, and so he'll confirm if a statement is necessary on the WHOIS Registrant Identification Study. And may I add also that for any of you who are interested in WHOIS and have missed the call that took place earlier last week, I would highly recommend that you listen to the recording or that you read through the transcript. Very, very interesting discussion and very, very insightful discussion. And then finally, the at-large preliminary issue report on uniformity of reporting. Evan Leibovich is going to confirm if a statement is necessary on this one, and the comment period closes on the 22nd of March, so we still have a little bit of time ahead of us. And that was a mouthful, but I now hand the floor over to you all if you have any questions on any of these comments, public comments periods. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Does anyone have any questions of Olivier so far? And I would just remind you, we will be asking all of you for your opinion on that closed GLT issue, just because there was a great deal of discussion on the ALAC list about it. So I will be sending... Actually, Heidi, could you send a link to me and I will just forward it to the RALA list and start the consultation as soon as possible. We will be looking for feedback from everyone on that one. So any questions, particularly on that issue, but does anybody have any questions on any of the issues that were raised by Olivier? Mm-hmm. You might be able to go back.
Holly, Cheryl here.
Cheryl, go ahead.
Hi, thanks. It's Cheryl from the Transcript Record. Not directly related to this huge number of public comments and out for public comments and soon-to-be-closed public comments, but I did wonder, Olivier, on a related item to this, have you or the ALAC executive been given any idea from ICANN whether there is going to be a tailing off or a building up to an even more ridiculously large number of requests for comments, etc., between now and Beijing? Remembering, and I am putting on my AOC hat here, so perhaps you'll want to listen very carefully, Olivier, that the last affirmation of commitments review team was very, very particular about things like not overloading the community before face-to-face meetings and immediately after and things like that. This is a scarily large number, and I think ALAC needs to watch it very closely. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. It's Olivier for the Transcript Record. The only amount of information that we have been provided so far is the officially published table of public comments, and it's got one tab which says upcoming. So in theory, these are the only public comments that are upcoming between now and Beijing is actually nothing. There's draft report on overall policy selection of ID and CCTLD, and then there is absolutely nothing until the 18th of May. Sorry, what am I saying? I'm looking at 2012. That's even better.
Oh, good.
A trip into the past. So the upcoming public comments are all based on last year. Goodness.
I didn't think anything had changed.
I'm just discovering this, by the way, so I do apologize for my my mistake just now.
Cheryl here, I think your discovery is important because I suspect this is something that has dropped through the cracks well and truly.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. And I take note, and I think that one action item which I will immediately take on is to write to the people in charge of public comment and asking... WTF is going on this one.
Thank you, kind sir.
Well, Alan, I'm speaking of Alan and Olivier, I think we will allow you to have a little bit of bittersweet between now and 2 o'clock in the morning for us. Thank you. Well, it's your daytime now for you. That's very distressing.
Yeah, his day's just starting.
I'm wide awake now, and it is very distressing because it's a full day.
Right. Well, we have a full evening. All right. If there's no other comments or questions of Olivier, I will let you go. And are there actually? We've got 5 minutes left. Does anybody have any other business to raise or questions to raise? Otherwise, everybody gets an early mark. Okay.
Early mark sounds good to me.
Early mark sounds good to me. Finally, Gita, could you send around, and I forgot to ask this in the Beijing Organizing Committee, could you send around a doodle for the next Beijing Organizing Committee? We'll be very grateful for that. Thank you.
Actually, Holly, sorry,
yes,
Cheryl
thank
here.
You, Holly,
just before we lose sorry. Everyone, while you're sending out things to the list, it might be a good idea just to remind them all to contact Maureen and Pavan if they haven't. I know they're reaching out, but sometimes a nudge from another email address can be a little bit differently dealt with. So I just wanted
for
you
what?
To push that.
For what? For what? For the Beijing Organising Committee or for...?
To go for their materials back for Beijing.
Oh,
the survey,
okay.
The questionnaire
right.
and
yep,
all
yep,
that sort of
okay.
thing. Yep.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Gisela. And thank you, everybody. We have a five-minute early mark. And for those on the Beijing Organising Committee, we will talk to you very soon. Thank you very much. And thank you, Dev, if you're still there. And thank you, Olivier, for getting up a little bit earlier than normal. And thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Holly. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Hey, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
The meeting has been adjourned and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you very much for joining.